In southern Russia, suspected Chechen militants have seized control of a school. There are conflicting reports about how many people are inside that school. The estimates range from about 120 people to as high as 400. But we do know that many of those being held by gunmen are students. The militants are threatening to blow up the school if Russian security forces try to storm the building. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is monitoring the situation from Moscow. And Lawrence, as far as you've been able to learn, who are these militants and what do they want?
These are suspected militants from Chechnya, Chechen separatists. That's the supposition here. This is a town not far from the administrative border with Chechnya in southern Russia, in the town of Beslan. As far as demands at this time, we're being told that they are demanding the release of Chechen militants who are being held in Russian prisons. I wouldn't be surprised if we hear later demands, including with the withdrawal of Russian troops from Chechnya. That has been the case in previous incidents like this. And as you said, the reports that we have are as many as 400 people being held in that school, 200 school children. This happened on the 1st of September, this being the first day of the school year when parents normally accompany their children to school. That's why so many people would be inside.
You said incidents like this, school seizures like this have happened before?
Not specifically school seizures, but there was, of course, 2 years ago, the taking of a Moscow theater with 700 hostages inside. Russian security troops ended that seizure by Chechen militants after 2 days, but not without bloodshed, not without 118 people being killed by a toxic gas which Russian troops had pumped into the building. And then, of course, we have to go back to 1996. There was a quite audacious hostage taking like this in 1996 by Chechen separatists in the southern Russian town of Budyonovsk. In that case, several hundred people held inside a hospital for several days before the Chechens were allowed to go back to Chechnya. And that started the ball rolling, actually, in terms of the peace process, and Russian troops actually pulled out of Chechnya for 2 years after that hostage-taking incident.
So we have this developing situation that you're monitoring with a school being seized and hundreds of people taken hostage. Just 1 day ago, there was a suicide bombing in Moscow. 10 people were killed. Just 1 week ago, there were a couple of airliners blown up. Any connection between these incidents?
The government isn't saying per se that there's a connection, but I think that's the presumption, and certainly it does appear that this is a wave of attacks designed to embarrass the Russian government to the maximum extent possible and to call attention to the Chechen separatist cause.
Now, Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, has broken off his holiday, according to the wires here, and he's been saying that Chechen separatists have ties to Al-Qaeda, and that Russia is fighting the same war against terrorism that the United States is. Is the government making the same claim this time?
Not yet, but probably the government is too busy handling the crisis at hand. President Putin, as you said, is returning from his vacation in Sochi. He'd been on the Black Sea coast. He hasn't made any comment about this being tied to Al-Qaeda, but he did yesterday say that the government believed that the attack on the airliners, the two airliners, involved international terrorists. This is a stock line, basically, from the Russian government that the Chechen separatists have ties to Al-Qaeda, to international terrorists. Let's make no bones about it. It is true that radical Chechen separatists get financial help from abroad. We don't know if these groups are necessarily tied to Al-Qaeda per se. But there's also an indigenous component. This is a war which began 10 years ago when Russian troops went into Chechnya. And there have been tens of thousands of people killed in this war. It's not a popular war inside Russia. Most people want an end to this war. And I think that that says that most Russians don't exactly buy the government line that this is simply a battle with international terrorists. As I said, this is also a domestic, an internal conflict between the Chechens and Russia.
Thanks, Lawrence.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.